News92FM.com.
71 degrees here, 924. Good morning. I'm Scott Braddock. We are getting into this controversy here that has just blown up over the last 24 hours with the Komen Foundation for the Cure, the Susan G. Komen Foundation. You know about them, the Race for the Cure and all that. They're based out of Dallas. So they have said that they're not going to be giving any more money, any more grants to Planned Parenthood. And I got to tell you, my Facebook, my Twitter, all over social media and everywhere else, things just blew up about this yesterday. And people were just as divided about it as they possibly probably could have been. I'm talking with Jeff Berg here, who's at PartisanGridlock.com, a liberal commentator, and also Kyleen Wright, who is with Texans for Life. Jeff, when you think of people giving to the Komen Foundation, I know that a lot of people probably do realize that it goes to organizations like Planned Parenthood, but a lot of people would have no idea about that. And so when they heard this, they thought, well, gee, I'm glad they're cutting that off because I wouldn't want my money going there.
Well, if people give to the Komen Foundation, they're giving to prevent and defeat breast cancer. And I just want to be sure that I heard correctly before the break. My opponent, Ms. Wright, said that she was extremely dismissive of the breast cancer screenings that are done by Planned Parenthood. Oh, these are just things that people can do on their own. It's not a big deal. Let me acquaint Ms. Wright with the facts. Over the last 5 years, 6,400 women, that is 6,400 women, who got breast cancer screenings at Planned Parenthood over the last 5 years were referred to doctors for further exam because they found something that worried them. And that is as a result, as a direct result of the money given to Planned Parenthood by the Komen Foundation. You talked about your Facebook, your Twitter. My Facebook, my Twitter lighting up with women who say, Planned Parenthood saved my life because of the screening that they gave me. They found a lump. I had cancer. They caught it early. For someone who claims to be pro-life, the people who are applauding this decision don't seem to care much about the women whose lives have been saved by Planned Parenthood.
Whoa. Go ahead, Kyleen. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I'm a woman. I'm all about the sisterhood. I just don't think Planned Parenthood has to be the great savior. There are plenty of other, you know, less objectionable places that Komen can give grants to provide this same
That's
service.
That's not the point. Do you acknowledge that they have saved the lives of women as a result of these grants?
Think about Planned Parenthood's ability to do that.
So you do acknowledge.
Komen has to pay attention to its donors, and it had to scare the lily liver out of them when Lifeway pulled every one of their Susan G. Komen Bibles and ate the lost themselves. There are just too many of us who object.
So now I'm not hearing anything about the women whose lives were saved.
Is pro-life and is not happy with this, and I'm sure she had something to do with it.
And so you do acknowledge that Planned Parenthood, as a result of the Komen grants that they were given, you know, Planned Parenthood over the last 5 years has sent out over out of the 4 million screenings that they did over the last 5 years, they referred out 700,000 women to get mammograms because they found something worrying. Does that not
Mr.
please? Well, what about all right? Let's just one at a time. Hang on, guys. One at a time. Let me go back to Kyleen. What about that specific point that they do something, you know, with that money, which is earmarked for that purpose and is not to go to abortions, they do something with that money at Planned Parenthood that does save the lives of women.
And why couldn't that same money work in a federally qualified health care center or low-income community centers? There are plenty of other centers that can provide this service. Oh. But what about the question about Planned Parenthood has been lying to us for years that this money went for mammograms?
It seems like we could possibly stay on point here. Planned Parenthood has not lied about that. That's a politically motivated falsehood. In fact, for someone to claim that the Komen Foundation or anyone else was supporting abortion because of this is not true. Let me just finish this one point.
Yeah, real quick.
And the point is this. Planned Parenthood is the nation's number one provider of sexual health services for women. And if you want to prevent breast cancer, then you go where the women are, and that is Planned Parenthood.
This is a debate that, of course, does get ugly. It is something that's going to continue. We're going to see what this investigation yields out of Congress. And this deal with the Komen Foundation pulling their funding couldn't be more controversial. I want to know what you think about it. You can tweet at me, at Scott Braddock on Twitter, or right on our Facebook page. You can find the link for that at news92fm.com. It is 9:29.